Time again now for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined once again by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
Doing very well, Toby. Thank you.
This week, we have opportunities to help blind and partially sighted people find and stay in work, your chance to help the Department for Work and Pensions improve their online services access, and get involved with a focus group all around the Paralympic Games. Max, we're going to start with that way in finding and helping blind and partially sighted people stay in work.
Yes, so despite new technology enabling blind and partially sighted people to access tasks at work, we found that only 1 in 4 people are in paid employment. This is a figure that hasn't changed in a generation. The RNIB is working to highlight to the public and employers the value that a diverse workforce offers, and that blind and partially sighted people are able to do a variety of different roles in varying industries by promoting real life experiences.
Max, so what is being asked of those people who might want to get involved?
So to raise and build awareness of the barriers that blind and partially sighted people face in finding and staying in work, we need people to come forward and describe their job seeking experiences in our employment case studies.
So how can people get involved then?
To get involved, all you have to do is email gorki.dura@rnib.org.uk. That is spelled G-O-R-K-I. dura@rnib.org.uk.
Now for that DWP research, Max.
So researchers at the Department for Work and Pensions are trying to understand how to improve their online service access.
So what is the criteria for people to be eligible for this research then?
So they're keen to find 2 participants with vision impairments to involve in their research about the role of DWP services in people's daily lives. Though there are a few eligibility criteria to meet, and one specifically is low digital skills, they are looking for participants who would not be able to independently access DWP services online. This is using services on the gov.uk website or accessing universal credit journals online. If you meet this criteria and you are based in England or Wales, of working age and in receipt of at least 1 benefit from the DWP, so tax credits alone do not count, you will meet the criteria they are recruiting for.
So Max, what does all this research entail then?
So the research will be over 4 phone interviews. These are 1 per week, and gift cards will be used to remunerate participants for their time. They will also pay an extra incentive to a helper if you need one to enable you to take part.
And if people are interested, Max, how can people get involved then?
So if you meet the criteria and you're interested in taking part, you can email the DWP directly to find out more. The email address is payments.diarystudy@dwp.gov.uk, and you can ask the researcher who is running the project, who is Safi Korn, to tell you more. It's a great opportunity to make sure the voices of people with visual impairments are taken into account by the DWP in developing their online services. In an online community, there aren't likely to be many people who would meet the low digital skills criteria reading this advert. So if you are eligible, please do consider taking part.
Finally, Max, we have a focus group for fans of the Paralympic Games.
So the RNIB is looking for 6 people to join a virtual focus group on the Paralympic Games.
So what are the aims of this research then, Max?
So we hope to learn more about your experiences and perspectives on how accessible and enjoyable coverage of the Paralympics is. Whether you enjoy following your favourite athlete or watching a variety of sports, we'd love to hear from you.
So when is this focus group and how can people get involved then?
The focus group will be on Thursday, the 8th of September from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And if you'd like to get involved, just email broadcasting@rnib.org.uk to register your interest, and we will be recruiting on a first-come, first-served basis.
Max, if people would like to find out more about these and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities. These are both with the RNIB and external opportunities. Just email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search RNIB Connect Voices current opportunities into your web browser. However, as this page has not been updated until September, there are only a few opportunities which are still open. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 31st of August. And you can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.